Welcome to Help Me Rhonda Podcast, Season 3. Where your host, Rhonda Hale, answers your questions on the topics of the afterlife, the paranormal, the spirit world, past lives, QHHD, and everything in between. Rhonda is a natural psychic medium, clinical hypnotherapist, and level 2 practitioner in QHHD quantum healing hypnotherapy technique as developed by Dolores Cannon. Rhonda has lived most of her life in America, and now lives in the French Riviera. She is featured in an ongoing documentary series, The American Medium, on Paranormal Resident channel on YouTube, where she is filmed connecting with spirit to tell their stories at ancient historical locations all over Europe. Here is your host, Rhonda Hay.
Hi, it is so awesome to be back with you. Welcome, I'm happy you're here, and I am really excited to begin season 3 of this journey with you. I am super thrilled. I made a decision for season 3 to continue on kind of the energy path with all the people that I work with and all the people I connect with online and around the world. I get so many questions that have to do with the spirit realm, that have to do with the afterlife, paranormal, soul journey, past life regression, and how it all connects, and how is it related to us? Just a plethora of questions. And I'm really, really happy to have a long list of questions that people have sent me for this podcast. So we are going to keep it short and sweet and straight to the point. And I want these episodes to be more digestible, a little bit shorter in length, and hopefully you enjoy that format. We're going to begin with the very first question I received, which is, do spirits exist on the same plane as we do, or does their realm exist kind of stacked on top of ours? That is a really, really good question. And before I get to the details of answering that question, I do want to let you know that where do these answers come from? Where am I getting them? I get them from connecting to spirit. So many of my beautiful clients that I work with all over the world come to me for a connection to spirit. And oftentimes after the session is over, their loved one stays with me. And a lot of times they'll stay with me and they hang out. And I love this opportunity to be able to kind of pick their brain and get answers from them, from the same questions that you and I, we both have together. So this question, I'll repeat it again. Do spirits exist on the same plane as we do? And I would say they visit us on our plane, but they are on a different plane. And the second half of that question is, or does their realm exist kind of stacked on top of ours? The way this person asked this question makes it so much easier for me to answer. Yes, I would say that we're all inhabiting the same basic space, but there's little layers of energy that we each exist in. And for example, when wherever you are, in your home, in your bedroom, when you're relaxing, in your living room, wherever you are, in that space that you're existing in physically, or just in this time of your life, however old you are, whatever year it is, the date basically, or where you are. For example, I'm in Nice, France right now. This is where I live. I have relocated here from America. Used to be in New York, now I'm here. So wherever we are on this earthly plane, the date, the time, the place, we inhabit that space and we're aware of it, and we can feel, you know, physically feel and have senses of what's happening where we are. Oftentimes, you'll maybe think of a loved one and you'll feel kind of a shiver of energy and you kind of just know they're with you. They have then crossed from their realm, their dimension, their frequency, which is a much faster, higher frequency than what we inhabit on the physical earthly plane. They'll cross over and we feel their presence. You literally feel their presence. Sometimes, have you ever been thinking about someone and you look out the window, maybe you're missing your mother, your father, your sister, your brother, a best friend, and then a dragonfly kind of flies by, or a ladybug lands nearby, or a bird comes by, or some wildlife creature, or a feather just kind of drifts in front of you, and you're like, these things happen all day long, but when it happens, when you're thinking or your thoughts are dwelling on someone that you miss who is no longer alive, and these things happen, these are definitely times when our loved ones are crossing over to a different plane, a different layer of existence to let us know, hey, I am here. And that's a sign, and you can easily take that as a sign. So I would say, in answer to that question, we inhabit most of the time different realms, different levels of existence. But when spirit crosses over, a lot of times when I go live, for example, on Instagram, I'll do a live and the camera's on me recording video, and you'll see orbs. The camera will just catch them floating past me and dancing around behind me. That's spirit letting us know they're here and they're visiting, and they're hey, I'm here. You know, they want to be noticed, recognized, and recorded that they're here. So when that happens, they're crossing over to let us know that they are here with us. And another time when it happens every single day, whether we're aware of it in our conscious day existence or not, is at nighttime when we fall asleep. Our bodies will go to sleep and go into deep, deep, deep realms of rest. And at that time, that's when the spirit within us will elevate and go to a higher frequency for interacting with loved ones, to return back to the light, to get healing, to get answers. Lots of beautiful things happen in that state. And so even though we have a physical body and the physical things of life affect us directly, we are more than a physical body. We are a spirit, an energy that inhabits on this journey a physical body. And so when this physical body is sleeping and at rest, that energetic portion of us, that soul, if you want to call it a soul, I refer to it as a soul, our spirit, our higher self, will come out and visit the other realms. And so it is a difficult question to say, you know, a very black and white answer, but I guess to put it as simply as possible, we as human beings are able, depending on whatever state of rest or relaxation that we are in, we're able to inhabit more than this human existence, this human realm, and we are able to drift into higher realms, higher frequencies, where we can commune with, and also those other beautiful souls and spirits and higher selves from other, from loved ones, for example, can come and cross over and visit us. And here's a little bit of a teaser for a future podcast episode. Our future selves and our past selves exist on other frequencies as well. So your seven-year-old self is still continuing to be a seven-year-old self. It's still going through the difficulties, the joy, the happiness, the excitement, the disappointment, the fear, the trauma, all the different things that you experienced as a seven-year-old is still going through all of this. Your future self, who you haven't met yet, the 10 years in the future self of you, is existing. They're fully alive. They're experiencing life just as real and solid and tangible as you are right now. And what I do in my work as a hypnotherapist, whether I'm doing medical hypnotherapy or past life regression, extremely powerful, or taking it to a whole new level of therapy with QHHT, quantum healing hypnotherapy, as instructed and taught and adopted by Dolores Cannon, amazing hypnotherapist who just made some incredible discoveries. When you're working in these different realms, myself as a practitioner, I'm able to, as I put you into a restful sleep, work with that future self, work with the past self, through a quantum field, being able to heal and resolve old trauma, and in the future bring in strength of an energy of the person maybe who's already accomplished what you need to accomplish, or reach in through the guide of your subconscious to a past life where you have experienced an entirely different life that you in this conscious awareness have no memory of, yet certain things affect you. Like, you may just naturally know how to do something that you've never been taught or had any experience or exposure to, or you may have an affinity and you're very drawn to a certain period of time that is just feels like maybe you're in the wrong place or time. A lot of times people, which we are becoming so thankfully aware of, our fellow human beings who need to go through the gender reassignment or transgender experiences. These are things that they're like, I don't feel like I'm in the right body. I'm not living the right existence. I don't feel like a him. I don't feel like a her. I'm just a being. And that's incredibly valid, because you have lived life as a being. You have lived life as a male. You have lived life as a female. And oftentimes that is directly affected by maybe a consecutive amount of lives lived as a female, and then you enter a life as a male and you're like, wait a minute, this doesn't feel right. This doesn't feel right, and vice versa. And so going through those experiences in your life sometimes can feel very isolated and alone, and like you just, nothing's fitting, where once you're able to experience a hypnotherapy session in past life regression, things become very clear, healing sets in. It's just a beautiful thing. So I hope that this answered the question of the person who submitted it to me. And I just know that these questions will resonate with a lot of people. Every single question that I've received from all of my listeners and people I connect with and all of my clients, their questions resonate with me. So I just knew these would really connect with you guys. So I hope this was a good podcast topic for you, and there are many, many more to come. If you have your own questions and you would love to have your question featured on an episode of my podcast, please contact me directly. You can reach out to me by email at info@rhondahale.com, RHONDAHALE.com. I am also reachable I'm more often on Instagram at HelpMeRhondaOfficial. And there's, if you find me there, there's in my bio, a live link. You can connect, you can click on there to connect with me on my link tree. And I hope you have a beautiful day. I'm looking forward to this series of questions and answers. Thank you, and have a beautiful day. Love and light.